You're on the Mike and Abe show. My name is Abe, and I have Mike on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
You here, Mike?
I'm here.
Mike with the mic. Okay, Mike.
Mike on the mic, G.
Yeah. Mike, I was talking to somebody the other day. It's amazing, but I cannot believe how much, how unaware some people are of the money they're going to get for the wheelchair accessible vehicles.
Well, this is here's the thing. I mean, you've been in this business for like 1,000 years, just like me. So what is happening is everybody cries when there's no money, but then there was a little glimmer of hope and daylight financially. Nobody says nothing. They want to just like the kid who doesn't want you to cheat off them in a taxi, just like they say nothing and they keep their mouth shut. So you got to have both sides of the coin, I feel, when the TLC is doing something bad, like no money for drivers, versus good, some money for drivers. So you've unearthed these new incentives for cabbies getting wheelchair-accessible vehicles, because since they started, the cabbies have been getting chiseled, and they hate the wheelchair-accessible vehicles. But now you say there's some financial hope on the horizon. So go ahead.
Well, you know, it's on the TLC website, and even I had a problem finding it, so I emailed somebody at the TLC, and they had to take me by the hand and show me where it was. But what I've done is I've created a chart for anybody who wants to come to nyctaxinews.com. They can log on, and pretty much everything I've linked, it's all in black and white here, and with links to where you got to go to apply for the money. Now, you can't get the money without applying, and here's what's available, okay? Number one, if you buy a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, you get $14,000 from the TLC, okay?
Now, let me just real quick, this started when?
I believe it started in January.
Of this year?
Yeah, okay, I may be wrong about that, but it's definitely in effect now, okay?
But it's very recently they've begun this, correct?
Yes, okay. You get $14,000 from the TLC to help you buy this vehicle, okay?
Wow.
Okay, now if you're wondering where the money comes from, it's coming from all those 30 cents that you've been contributing, so it's really your money to begin with, okay?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Plus, you're getting $3,999 a year. In increments of $1,333 each time you go for inspection. And this money is to help you pay for maintenance of the vehicles.
Because it's a little finicky. It's not like your regular cab where you just go in and get an oil change. It's got stuff that you have to maintain.
Well, from what I understand, it's difficult to maintain some of these vehicles, okay? Okay, but you're getting $14,000 right off the top, and you're getting $4,000 a year for 4 years to help you with the maintenance. Okay.
Now, who gets the money? Who gets that money?
The vehicle owner.
The medallion owner or the vehicle owner?
I believe it's the vehicle owner. Okay, I'm not 100% clear on that. Okay.
Okay.
All right, but its purpose is for the vehicle owner, okay? It says either the medallion owner or the agent. So the agent, if the agent gets it, he's supposed to pass it along to the person who bought the vehicle. So I'm sure this will be well known and be checked up on, that the money isn't being embezzled, okay? If that's what you're getting at, all right?
That would never happen in this business.
Well, that would be some hell of a crime if somebody did that, all right? Okay?
Yeah. It would defeat the purpose of what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Excuse me if I cough. I've had a cold all week, okay?
Everybody's got something. It's a change of season. We're all,
okay.
We all have gangster voices right now.
Okay, now here's what the drivers are getting, okay? The drivers are getting 50 cents for every trip they do in a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means every trip, not just the wheelchair trips. Every trip.
Okay.
If you're driving a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, you will get paid 50 cents for every trip you do. So if you go out on a Friday night and do 30 trips, you're getting $15. If you go out on any night and do 30 trips, you're getting $15. If you do 40 trips, you're getting $20. 50 cents a trip. Okay?
Now this is what makes me crazy with this business, because that's a nice start for what we're trying to get going here. So you got the 14,000 coming in, you got basically 4,000 a year towards maintenance, and basically another $100 a week, I would guess, just as an incentive. So basically 14,000 plus another what could be 10,000 fell out of the sky. So that first year you could basically get about $20,000 for jumping into a wheelchair accessible vehicle.
Okay, now there's more. Okay?
There's more.
Yes, okay. There's more. Okay, and this is the best part of it. If you should do a dispatched wheelchair fare. In other words, I don't know how they work it, but you, and I think there's an app for it where they summons you to do a wheelchair call, okay? If you have to travel up to a half mile for the pickup, you will get $10 and the fare.
Right.
All of this is added to the fare, whatever the fare is, okay? If you have to travel up to a mile for the pickup, you'll get $15. If you have to travel up to a mile and a half for the pickup, you'll get $20. If you have to travel up to 2 miles for the pickup, you'll get $25. And over 2 miles, $30. So, you know, those who know New York City very well, Manhattan, know that it's 20 blocks to a mile, right? So from Houston Street to 42nd Street, right, is 2 miles. Oh, no, it's over 2 miles. From Houston Street to
40 blocks.
Right. From Houston Street to 40th Street is 2 miles, right?
Right.
So if you go one more block to 41st Street, you get the $30. Okay?
Okay.
That's not bad for a ride up First Avenue from Houston Street to 42nd Street or whatever.
So if you chase for the job, so now they've built in what they call in the business a chase.
Right.
Fee for running it down, basically.
Right. Now the thing that really got to me was how unaware the people of this business are of these fees, and being unaware, you may not get anything if you don't apply for the money. You have to fill out an application with the TLC, and they will give you a debit card and deposit the money into that bank account.
Okay,
that's the most important part. You must apply. And I've created a chart here, and it's going to be on NYC Taxi News with a link on the homepage to see all the links that you have to do to get the money. Okay? Get the money. That's the most important part of it. It's not that they're giving the money. You got to get the money. Okay?
Right.
All right?
So hypothetically, if a guy has a... with the 8 medallions.
Right.
He could stand to get a check, no questions asked, for about $100,000.
No. It's only 50% assessable, so not all of your medallions are going to be assessable. These are only for the medallions that will be assessable.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay, so...
Well, I got to tell you, yeah.
So half your medallions will be assessable.
Well, now... All right, so since you're good with the buck, when is the TLC's next wheelchair medallion auction? Because now they can probably sell medallions again.
Well, you know, I don't know. Nobody knows, okay? Okay, you know, I think a lot of things have to happen before there's a medallion auction. Okay, number one, the credit unions have to be satisfied that their money is protected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to lend any money until it is. And without...
Well,
without,
that's the problem now.
Yeah, without the financing, no, you know, you can't buy a medallion.
Well, see, not only that, but even if things start turning around, this whole, let's be frank, this whole Uber fiasco, needless fiasco, made the medallion owners, whether they be auction buyers or buying it on the street, they made them very gun-shy, whether it's the cabbie or the actual lender. So they really, besides just the aggravation of having these Uber cars stuffed into Midtown causing traffic chaos, they had a golden goose of selling medallions, and they just ruined it with this new administration. And I don't know why they did that. Why did they do that?
I you know something?
Yeah.
Why did they do incompetence?
I'll tell you
what. Incompetence.
Yeah.
incompetence, and they were blindsided and bulldozed by these Uberites.
Right. Well, you know, apparently they just keep pounding away these lobbyists from Uber. Always, you know, they make their little campaign contributions, which I think our guys have been lax on lately, because they used to do the right thing with the politicians. They send them a little money for the campaign. You know, it's the fuel of politics, our campaign contributions. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but you have to send in something.
Well,
you want people to represent.
Well, then blame the newspapers, because they kept publishing about how every time Uber wanted something, how de Blasio was favoring the Yellow Medallions because they contributed the money to his campaign. You know, not to mention the money that Uber is contributing.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's the other thing. They were very slow on saying the piles of cash Uber was sending in for their political stuff. And they demonized the yellow cab because, you know, they said, oh, well, they call it Big Taxi. Big Taxi sends in $300,000, which in today's money is like a joke. It's a big deal.
You have not a lot of money.
14,000 cabs, and you're sending $300,000 from the so-called taxi business. What is that? That's like $20 for medallion. That's a big deal. Ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's time to turn the clock around.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so Mike.
With an L.
Mike, what's new on your end?
Well, my end, yeah, I'm like the heretic. I'm the guy who is not with the current party line, which is ticking me off. I call it the pity party, where everybody's crying and whining and everything is horrible and the medallion's down and I'm not making any money and blah, 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 blah. But I have, in fact, and it's horrible to say this, but I'll say it anyway, since that nut who was driving an Uber car went crazy in Kalamazoo and just killed six people while he was driving around in his little Uber car, the taxi business has had a renaissance. It's been booming. Because I think people now, they want to know who's driving these Uber cars. And there's not a whole lot of, you know, security with who's driving the Uber cars. Because I've heard that a lot of these Uber cars, the guy will get it on the road. He'll register it, he'll license. And since it's so lax, they'll literally just get some guy who's a friend or a cousin, give him the handheld phone, and off he goes driving the Uber car. And there's a lot of guys flying under the radar in these Uber cars, and it's a big mess. But since that's happened, I think people are into this, where they're sick of these weirdos driving Uber cars. Now, obviously, there are some decent guys driving Uber cars. Why, I don't know, but I guess they've just shunned the yellow cab historically, some of these guys, because you got me. But lately, people have been coming back to the yellow cab in droves. And I know it's the Uber passengers coming back, too, because they're very whiny and anal and crying about everything. And I'll ask them, you use Uber? He goes, yeah, well, I use Uber a lot. And that's like, okay, bingo. Because I know my Uber passengers when they get into my yellow cab.
Mm-hmm.
They're very prissy, you know, and gender non-specific prissy, where they've been spoiled by getting basically, like, low, cheap rides from these Uber dregs. And now they come back to the yellow cab and they're crying about everything. So, I mean, at least they're coming back. Because I always said, you always got mad at me, because I always say, like, let Uber keep these people. At least they have a place for these whiny pains in the neck to go, which was Uber. And you're like, no, we need everybody. So, I mean, we differ on that, but they are coming back. And business has been booming lately. And, I mean, okay, we have the college basketball in town, so that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And it does get slow very quickly on the off. So people have trouble getting their cars out on off-peak nights. But it's been the best it's been in about 2 years, honestly. That's my opinion. But this jumps back to what I'm saying with the party line being, keep crying, keep complaining, everything is bad, the medallion's bad. And say, listen, I've been the idiot negotiator in this situation because it's like, listen, you got to complain when it's bad, but if things are getting better, you got to be straight with the politicians, so they at least, if they're throwing money at the cabbies, like for wheelchair stuff, at least they'll see, okay, well, this is good, the cabbies like this, they'll be coming back because we're paying them more. But if you're going to have the city paying you more and you're still going to cry and whine, then it's no good. Then the drivers don't want to drive because they hear about it's supposedly horrible. Then the medallion goes down because the pity party people who are making a fortune off of crying all the time, keep telling guys, oh, you know, it's low. And the medallion goes down because they think that it's bad. But it's a very weird dynamic now, Abe. And I'll tell you, you've owned the medallion. I know you're at your wit's end with trying to find out what's going on. And you can't get a straight story anymore. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I can't get a straight story. You know, because what I hear from you, I don't hear from other people. Okay?
Well, maybe I've made a few enemies by saying it's bad. But you know me. We've been on the air. I've been honest, and I've tried to be honest in saying when it is legitimately bad. Because we've done shows, and we have proof. When I've been on the air today, it's horrible. It's very slow, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what's going on. But now things are picking up. I want people to know why things are picking up. And like the TLC, I can tell them, I've been ragging on them for a while, but they're doing a great job with incentivizing cabbies to drive these wheelchair-accessible vehicles. That's a huge thing, very good that they've done. And the other thing is, with the security, the fact that yellow cab drivers are fingerprinted, drug-tested, criminal background checks, you know that the driver is logging in to that cab, and that is the driver who is legally bound to that cab. And also the yellow cab has, like, I think I counted once, like 10 or 12 different places where you see the cab number on the cab, and the Uber cars don't have a car number. They don't have a car number. They don't have a exterior identification. They have, like, a little ooh in the window, big deal.
Right.
But you don't know who's driving these Uber cars. And I think between the people have recognized the security of the yellow cab and the TLC has recognized they have to start paying drivers to do stuff, those have been two huge deals within the last, literally within the last like 3 or 4 months, but it's starting to get traction now in this last month because I've seen a huge pronounced difference in my finances when I was basically broke for the last year and a half. It was horrible.
Mike, I heard yesterday from a medallion owner, a guy that owns about a dozen medallions, okay, really nice guy, okay, he's been around a while, I don't want to mention his name, okay, but you know who he is, okay, and he was complaining about the traffic, the odors in the city, that you can't breathe, he said, and forget about it if you want to go to the toilet.
Oh, forget it. I mean, I drive at night. So that's one of the reasons I drive at night is because the daytime, I don't know what these cabbies do. These poor guys. It's horrible. You know, it's just there's no public bathroom facilities because these wackos, these street people, sleep in them. They tried to put public bathrooms on the street. And these guys would lock the door and sleep for 5 hours in a public bathroom. So, I mean, and then you have the cabbies. What I did, I joined a gym. I joined one of these cheap gyms in the city. I pay $20 a month. Maybe I'll actually work out like 5 times a month. But the rest of the day, I literally just go in there to use the bathroom. And that has been working out.
Well, let me ask you this. Not everybody's going to do that, okay? You know, do you have any ideas for how to solve this problem?
What's that?
I said, not everybody's going to do what you do, okay, join a gym. You know, do you have any ideas on how the city can solve this problem?
Well, it's a big problem to have. I mean, if you had like okay, we want to make bathrooms for cab drivers. Okay, then you have to make bathrooms, for black car drivers and the Uber drivers. So then you're going to have this massive thing of making bathrooms on the street. Where are you going to put them? I mean, it's just like but it is horrible. You get cabbies with health problems now, and nobody knows where to put them.
You know what?
I don't know. Like I said, I just gave it a quick fix. If I joined the gym, it cost me $10 a month.
Yeah.
At least I have a place to jump into and take a leak.
Where do you park?
You can't park until after 7. That's the other thing.
So you're saying that there should be no daytime drivers out there. Everybody should drive at night.
Well, I don't want everybody to drive it. Yeah.
No.
I mean, just in the daytime. I don't know what these guys do in the daytime. I guess they just run out to the airport and hold it in, which is horrible for the kidneys. It's horrible for, if you have diabetes, forget it. I mean, when you have diabetes, you have to, take a leak like every couple of hours. And it's something the city has to look into.
Well, that was one of my problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one?
The diabetes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I actually had to pee like every you know, the most, the longest I could go was 3 hours.
Oh, man. While you're on the road?
While I'm on the road. So, you know, I had to look for places that weren't quite public, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, and
just another reason to drive at night. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, at nighttime it's easier. You know, I had a few spots I could go to, you know, to find bathrooms. But the point I'm trying to make is that there's so much traffic out there, you know, with these Uber vehicles, you know, that now they're denying that the Uber vehicles are creating all this traffic. I mean,
well, the Daily News was on the that bogus report about if 30,000 new TLC vehicles affect traffic, and they paid some people made $2 million to do a report, 40-page report, and the end result was like, we really don't see that as that much impact on traffic. It's like, what? The TLC puts out 30,000 extra cars from 50,000 to 80,000, and they're going to say it's no impact on traffic? Are they? I mean, what? And now the Daily News said, listen. And I'm not a big Daily News fan because I think they've lost their mind the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, they had one of the top guys, Brown, on the editorial page guy, sent in a Freedom of Information Act legislation. He said, listen, we just want to see where you got these statistics from with this 40-page report. And they had to get a foil from the Daily News. It's like, what chance do we have to get information if the Daily News doesn't send in a foil?
Mm-hmm.
Freedom of Information legislation. And they finally said, okay, well, March 4th, we're going to tell you how we did this. So from what I've heard, the Daily News then gets a 42-page report that they initially sent with 17 pages redacted, which means now the 42 pages are down to 25 pages with 17 pages saying we're going to look and see how this happened. So basically, I think it's all BS. And I'd love to – I hope the Daily News starts digging. I am going to call them about this because people can't breathe. They can't move. And they're just leeching off the illegal cabbies. You got these Uber guys hustling street jobs right and left for cash because there's no they don't have the business they did. There's too many cars. Ridiculous.
What else is new?
Oh, and I'm looking at your friend Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
Bernie, there's an article came out in the Daily Caller said Bernie Sanders does not like Uber.
Good.
From the fall of last year, but. In his words, let's see, Democratic presidential hopeful and self-described socialist Bernie Sanders made it clear his opinion on the ride-sharing company Uber, he has serious, in quotes, problem with it. And he goes on, I'm going to send you this, but, the Uber thing is winding down. I think they basically just shoveled money at politicians to get it rolling, but now they have a little bit of a problem with it, you know?
Well, they're still in the mix somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. What else can we talk about on the show today, Mike?
Well, we haven't talked. We're the only show on the air that hasn't talked about Trump for the last one. So, I mean, what do you see this election going from a taxi standpoint?
I'll tell you this. Okay. I have in my car now Sirius XM radio. Okay. It's a tease. You know, that the 4-month tease, you know, I bought a new car and, you know, and I'll have to pay for it if I want to keep it, which I don't, okay? But I've been listening to the Fox News Channel, okay? Just to see the kind of things that are broadcast on that channel, okay? And I heard today that Marco Rubio, who should be in high school, okay? I don't know if he graduated yet, okay?
Yeah.
I looked up his age. He's 44. Okay, so that means he was born in 1972. Okay, I already had 2 years behind the wheel in 1972. Okay,
you get a lot more than that behind the wheel too.
Right. But anyway, Marco Rubio said that Uber. And all of the other sharing economy people should not be regulated.
Who said that? Rubio?
Rubio said that.
Should not be regulated.
Yeah. In other words, he's an Uberite.
Oh, brother.
Okay, so I like what Bernie Sanders says. Okay?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Bernie Sanders is not a moron. I know he's taking some heat for being an open socialist.
He's a brilliant person.
He stepped up and said some things that need to be said. I mean, and this is just one of them where, and he even talked about immigration. Bernie Sanders wants a crackdown on immigration, too, because he says the American workers are getting screwed. And the yellow cab drivers, I'll tell you, there's some good things he is saying. But as far as the Rubio, this guy's just like out of here. I mean, I think he's going to get stomped on the Tuesday election in Florida. And he's just like over.
Yeah.
They had an interview with him on the air the other day. Looked like he was on suicide.
Yeah. By the way, I'll be voting on Tuesday.
Good. You're going to vote once or twice?
I can only vote once.
Okay. All right. Well, vote once, and you don't have to say on the air who you're going to vote for. I would think. From our previous conversation, I have an idea who you're going to vote for. You want to say who you're going to vote for?
Bernie Sanders.
You're going Bernie?
Yeah.
Okay, and the reason for you're going Bernie again is that, first of all...
I like two things that he says. Number one, that he hates Uber. Does he hate Uber or he doesn't like Uber? Which one?
Who?
Bernie.
He has serious issues with Uber. That's
what I mean. Okay, so I'm voting for him for that. And I like his single-payer health care.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, that's something that should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're the only big industrialized country that doesn't have the coverage for everybody. And I'll tell you something else. We ain't getting younger. So you get to a certain age, like I'm over 50 and you're over 50,
right,
where you start listening a little bit closer to people who want to screw around with your Social Security and with your health coverage. So it's like, listen, you got some guys on there on the Republican side. I have still yet to get a clear picture of what they're going to do for the health care and what they're going to do for Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, which are some of the cornerstones of American society. And they get wishy-washy. And it's all this conservative right-wing double talk. And you get a guy like Bernie, and I'm not a big Hillary fan, but you have to, I've yet to hear any clarity coming from the Republicans about saying, listen, we're going to take care of it, but you don't know what they're going to do. They dodge the issue all the time. Like they say, we got to get rid of Obamacare. It's like, look, you got 50 million people, including me, who have Obamacare. And what are you going to give them in place? And it's all this mumbo jumbo about, we have to. No, what are you going to do tomorrow if you get rid of Obamacare? And the answer is nothing. So that's the big problem. I'll tell you, they're going to blow it because they don't have an honest answer.
Well, we'll see. Okay, all we can do is vote, right?
Yeah, all we can do is vote. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, when is the hypothetically, if someone lived in Florida, when is the big day?
You mean the primary day? Tuesday.
Yeah.
This Tuesday.
Oh, this Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to happen.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Wow.
Wow.
Who do you think is going to win what?
I think Trump is going to win the Republican, and I think it's a toss-up between Bernie and Hillary.
I got to tell you something. I think Hillary's going to lose in Florida. If I had something to put my money on, I think Bernie's going to do extremely well in Florida. I would say he might do 60-40.
Okay, well, you know, you can't predict the future, and I don't know what the polls say. Okay, I don't listen to polls. I just listen to me.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, and you're right. That's all you can do. You can just you got to. Stay in your little circle there.
Right.
You can only take care of yourself. You know?
Right.
But I think you're on the same page as me where, I mean, if you're in your 60s and you got people talking about messing with Social Security and health care and you're retired, you don't want to hear that. You say, listen, I just want to solidify what exists versus ripping up stuff and starting all over again. Because, you know, you don't want to be in the jackpot. I mean, honestly.
You know, listen, you know, I'll tell you how old I am. I'm 68, okay? All right?
Okay. Yeah.
And for the last 40-something years, or greater than that, almost 50 years, I've been told If, when you retire, you'll get Social Security. When you retire, you'll get Medicare. And when you retire from the taxi business, you'll get to lease your medallion and draw an income from that. All three are being threatened. Okay?
Yes, that's true. I mean, you had, when you went down and you retired, you had a nice little plan there. You had money coming in from your cab. You
right.
had your social, you had your health care, and it was blue skies, right?
Right.
Now,
there's a few clouds in that sky now.
That's a good way of putting it, man. Mm-hmm. That's a very good way of putting it. And I don't know. It's just, like I said, all you can do is hit the polls and vote and make your, you know, comments known. But I'll tell you, I'm looking at your friend Matt Dawson in the news also. It just came out today.
Where is he?
He's on the Daily News.
Oh, really?
He sent you a tweet.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt Dawson and the Daily News, I tell you, maybe I'm going to give the Daily News a call because they're starting to straighten themselves out. They were a very weird newspaper for a while, but maybe they are putting it into the BS.
Okay, I haven't seen this article with Matt Dawson. Tell me about it, and I'll put it up on the website, okay?
All right. Former NYC Taxi Limousine Commission head wants to put limit on Uber surge pricing. Former head of the TLC Taxi Limousine Commission blessed Uber surge pricing policy during a radio show appearance on Sunday. He was on the John Castamedes, the guy from the supermarket. John
Castamedes. Yeah, yeah, right. He ran for mayor.
Right, he was on 970 AM.
Yeah.
And he goes, there needs to be some type of limitation to it. So that's a good interview. And it says, in 2014, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who I'm not a big fan of,
right.
negotiated a deal with the car service app to curtail increases in fares during states of emergency. So Schneiderman said, you got to cap it in states of emergency, but didn't say anything about it in general. And then, that's a big problem with Uber. And
mm-hmm.
That's what is doing very well for the yellow cab. And I'll tell you, it's just something that, I wish they had something for the yellow cab surge pricing to get people, when they are needed, over to the airports and over to the terminals and over to the Javits Center. I wish there was some way that TLC could push a button and, get some kind of incentive for drivers to head over the places.
Well, when they first put in the DIV, the driver, what is it called, the driver information monitor, GIM, right?
Yeah,
when they first, they promised us that they would use that to alert us of things like the Javits Center and you know other spots where taxis are needed. Okay, I don't think they lived up to that.
No, and I tell you, it jumps back to this chit chat I was hearing where they said, we really can't do anything. There was someone in the higher ups who was talking to one of our leaders, and they said, we want to do a lot more with the taxi business along those lines, but we can't really do anything until after the election. I was like, what do you mean until after the election? So that was flapping around out there where somebody said that you still have some Bloomberg friendlies entrenched at the TLC, I'm sorry to say, whether they were appointed or hired during Bloomberg, and I think you got some problems up at the TLC with some Uber friendlies who should be fired at least. At the TLC, and apparently the chit-chat is, they really can't sweep the rug clean until after these elections coming out in September, which is horrible. So I don't know what's going on.
You're talking about the election. Which election are you talking about?
The election coming up. The election is the big 2016 election in the fall.
Okay, and that's still, we're in April, no, we're in March, April, May, June, July, August, September. So it's still 5-6 months away.
Right. Like they can I won't say the bad word, I'll say they can chicken spit around for doing things here and there. But as far as really swinging the axe and putting it into the BS,
mm-hmm.
They're talking like we can do anything to the fall.
Who are you talking about?
I can't say. It's a source.
A source.
Right.
It could be nothing. Can you give some sort of generalization of what the source is?
No. Leave it alone, or else it'll dry up. I want to keep drinking some water from the well.
Uh-huh.
That's what I heard. They've got all these, they got a lot of leftovers, apparently, still, from the Bloomberg administration. So I don't know how it works. And people who were hired during the Bloomberg administration, and they can't get rid of these people. They're just hanging around at the TLC, and the new chair or the chairperson wants to get her own people in there, but they can't get rid of these people. That's politics right there, brother.
So you're not blaming the chairperson for things that are happening now. Now you're blaming these people that are hanging around.
Right. And according to some people up there, I'm not going to say it's the chairperson, I'm just going to say some people apparently will not let the process move along as expeditiously as they'd like to. And I don't know why, but it's just that's what I've heard.
Well, can we look forward to it moving along after the election?
Well, that's what they said. Well, apparently, after the election, they could clean house.
Mm.
Before the election, I don't know what's happening because what I heard. It could be complete BS. I don't know.
Well, this is very interesting, and I'm gonna stop questioning you. Okay, about it.
I doubt that.
Well, for at least on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, but as soon as the mics are closed, I'm gonna wring your neck.
You're gonna stalk me.
Yeah, I'm gonna stalk you, Mike. All right.
Yeah.
So
it is interesting to hear that because I've said over and over again that it seemed to me that the wheels of progress were turning backwards when they should be going forwards. And it'll be interesting to see if that is in fact the reason why. But that's enough of that. We'll stop talking about that because I don't want people to get hurt.
What else is new, Mike?
That's about it for now. But I got the weekend drivers driving happily so, and I found the weekend driver, and I'm not even getting a day driver on the same car. So drivers are coming back to the yellow cab. But like our friend on the front page of the website here, the checker guy has great deals. You got to go and shop. And a lot of these guys, whether it's a guy leasing out his medallion or whether it's a driver driving a cab, you just can't walk into a place willy-nilly like a lamb going into a butcher shop. You have to shop around because in this climate today, one guy's going to give you a great deal and pay you every month. The other guy's going to give you a BS story and give you a crap car for the driver and not pay your medallion if you're leasing it to them. So we've been trying to figure out who's who along those lines. But we're going to do everything we can to make sure that if somebody comes into our little den of pleasure on this website, that they'll be straight with the money A to Z. Am I right about that?
Yeah. You're always right, Mike.
I am?
Yeah.
I
don't know. The only time you're not right is when you're wrong.
Right. But sometimes when I'm wrong twice, so it's a double negative, which makes me right.
Well, negative times negative is positive. If you remember your mathematics from high school. Okay.
And you were very good at math.
Yes,
you
I was. Yes, I was. Mike,
and you used to live right by Ebbets Field, right?
Not too far away.
Now, how much of the... now it's spring training. We're just going to close up with a little happiness. But baseball season is starting again, thank God. Because the Knicks are just a disaster. The Brooklyn Nets are a worse disaster.
Mm-hmm.
We have no basketball in this town for 3 years. It's disgusting. We're losing a fortune as cab drivers and service people because... you have two horrible basketball teams where nobody makes any money on the street.
Uh-huh.
And, but back in the days at Ebbets Field with the Brooklyn Dodgers, how much did it cost to go into a ballgame? Well, we can just walk
it
in.
It cost 25.
25 what?
Cents.
Cost you 25 cents to walk into a baseball game.
Yes, but that was with five LC Borden rappers. Okay, there used to be a company, I think it was Borden was the name of the company. They made these fudgicles, right? So my mother used to save the wrappers, okay? And with five wrappers and 25 cents, you got a ticket to the Brooklyn Dodgers. With Emmett Kelly was a clown. He used to entertain the little kids there, which I was one of them, okay? And I was actually at the game. I was at the Brooklyn Dodgers game when Carl Erskine, who had been a pitcher for the Giants, was now pitching for the Dodgers. He pitched a no-hitter. I was at that game.
Right.
Okay?
You, get out of here. You saw a no-hitter, you were on a no-hitter?
Yeah. I was there. I was at that game.
Why didn't you tell me? You never told me this. I was like...
You never asked.
This
was like 1956, I mean, you know. I mean, you know, I didn't know you then. I didn't know you then, Mike. Okay? I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's huge news. Did you save the ticket?
No, I didn't save the ticket. Okay. Neither did I save my rookie Mickey Mantle card.
Oh my God! That is a
rookie Mickey Mantle card right now might be worth more than a medallion.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
Yeah, I know. Well, my older brother had the first Superman comic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's worth about 10 medallions.
So between the Mickey Mantle rookie card, so you and your brother had you pause on a rookie Mickey Mantle card and a original Superman comic book. Those you physically had possession of those things at one time.
They were in the house.
Oh my God.
My mother threw it all out. She was cleaning houses. She threw it all out.
Oh!
All right, get up off this. You know, don't faint on me. All right, I mean, you know.
I feel like jumping off the roof.
You know what they say? Don't cry over spilt milk.
Mantle rookie card and the Superman first edition.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Well. I'm sure she was a wonderful lady.
She was. I don't hold it against her. In my memory, may she rest in peace.
You're a good man. Did you like one day say, "Hey, Ma, where's the?"
No, I never gave it a thought, but I know that she threw it all out. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll leave that alone.
All right. This is the Mike and Abe Taxi Show. Okay. Just for anybody listening out there. Okay. All right, then.
I must say that I have, in fact, rescued my little baseball card collection on many occasions. Because I don't know what it is with women, but they historically they like to get rid of guys' junk. And it's like, but the guys have to really be more specific with these women to tell them what is junk and what's not junk. Like, mm-hmm. Get a little sticker and put it on a bag and say, "Not junk."
Right.
You know, because I literally saw my cards in the garbage, like in a big sack of cards, and you know, I mean, just I think it was either my mom or my sister was all set to throw them out, and I was like, "What are you doing?" She goes, "Oh, we got all this junk in the garage." It's like, "It's not junk, it's baseball cards." So they don't know. We have to bring them up to speed on that, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, you're not working tonight, are you?
No, I found a very good weekend driver. Eric. Eric is heaven sent. He pretty much goes Friday night into Saturday and Sunday, and he brings the car back Monday morning, and everybody's happy. This is something that is happening now also. The drivers are coming back. Like, the real drivers are coming back.
Okay. And so JFK Mike isn't going to be at JFK tonight?
No. JFK Mike will be at JFK during the week, and unless there's some change in the schedule, I'll be... chilling on the weekend until further notice.
Okay, well...
And trust me, every weekend.
Well, I believe Taxi Dave is having Todd Higgins on tonight.
Oh, it's one of my... I guess he might be like a long-lost cousin. He's got the same last name as me.
Yeah, well, forget the name. Okay, he's the lead lawyer in the case against the city of New York being brought by the credit unions. Right.
The Taxi Dave Show will be put on the website, so if you miss it tonight, it's right here at your favorite taxi website in New York City.
Okay, the Taxi Dave Show for March 13th.
Right. I think we did a very good show today. We're very good on the air. I listen to these shows, and I'm like, pretty good.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you think we're so good on the air. When are you going to get us some money for it?
I'm hustling, bro. Let's put it this way. Right now it's spring. And you can drive around and sell stuff, like for ads and stuff, because it was so cold, and I hate going running around door to door when it's cold, bro. I mean, you don't have that problem anymore because you're in the surrounded by palm trees and bikini girls. Me, not so much.
Yeah, but these bikini girls aren't of the bikini age.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay, well, how old are they?
They're over 75.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, but they're all nice people. They're all nice people. Okay, I don't want to say anything bad about them. Okay?
No. Well, you got some great fonda.
Mike, this is the taxi. Yeah. This is the Mike and Abe taxi show. Okay?
Right.
This isn't the You Have the Playboy Hour. All right?
It's not?
No. So stick to the subject, all right? Okay? Please.
Well, why not? I mean, we're human beings, damn it.
Yeah, we're human.
All right.
Okay, so listen.
I've always been a big fan of the women's movement, especially when I'm following behind.
Okay. Are you voting for Hillary? Should she get the nomination?
I don't know. It's 8 years of pantsuits. And screeching. I could get that at home. I mean, you know, off the record. Yeah. But we'll see. I don't know. Right now, it's a toss-up for me between Bernie, Trump, and Kasich. Those are the three people who I think are the only people I would, vote for at this time.
Okay. And should Hillary get the nomination and Trump get the nomination, who are you voting for?
I would have voted for Hillary, but I think Hillary's got a lot of problems. She's got all this legal stuff coming up. But if I was going to vote Dem, I'd probably vote Bernie, if for nothing else, for like a protest vote. And if I was going to vote Republican, which I don't think I've ever done, it'll probably either be for Trump or the guy from Ohio, Kasich. Because Kasich seems to have some common sense. Not a lot, but some. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about Rubio, because he sweats too much. And Cruz looks like Dracula, and I think he's a weirdo. And he's a big Goldman Sachs guy. And Goldman Sachs has been fronting money to Uber right and left. So that's why I'm not voting for Cruz.
Okay. All right, Mike, let's wrap it up here. All right?
We're going to wrap it up. Hell of a show, Abe. Thank you very much. Sorry I was late because I was late. I just slept.
You're always late, Mike. You're always late.
I am.
Okay? You know, it's hard to put up with your lateness, your tardiness. Okay? I don't know how you ever kept the job, and the only job you could keep is driving a taxi, because it doesn't matter it doesn't matter what time you show up.
This is the job for me. Let's put it this way. I finally found something I can do.
It fits your lifestyle.
Fits my my casual lifestyle, yes. So, but a lot of guys are in the same boat, so it's very good for that casual lifestyle person.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Say goodbye, Mike.
That's it. Goodbye, Mike. Goodbye, Abe. Goodbye, New York. And it was a heck of a show. And tell a friend about the show. Tell an enemy about the show. Just so long as you tell people about the show, we'll be fine.
Right. And don't forget to get your wheelchair accessible money.
Get that money. There's gold in them dollar wheelchair.
You've been paying 30 cents a trip for the last, year and a half, 2 years? What is it?
Right.
Now it's time. If you're driving a wheelchair accessible vehicle, that money is yours. Go get it. Okay? And you're not going to get it if you don't apply. So please apply.
And now, is there a deadline for applying for this?
I don't know. Right. All the information I have, I'm putting on the website. Okay?
Okay, will do.
All right. Mike, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.